and 50. I have a brain as well as a heart, and there hovers about me an etheric visage of myself, created by some higher power, and entangled within the weave of that etheric visage is what men call a soul. The remnant of my father's highest tower still rises boldly against the star-filled heavens for me to see from the window of the moonlighted hills of Tuscany. And so, embraced and protected, I write, ready for the moment when the moon leaves me, to light the candelabra which once stood on my father's desk, in those days when he was the feudal lord of this mountain and all its villages, and the firm ally in peace and war of the great city of Florence and its unofficial ruler, when we were rich, fearless, curious, and wondrously contented. Let me speak now of what has vanished. I was 16 when I died. I have good height, thick brown hair down to the shoulders, hazel eyes that are far too vulnerable to behold, giving me the appearance of an androgyne, a narrow nose and a medium-sized mouth. A beautiful boy for the time. I wouldn't be alive now if I hadn't been.